Winter 2009 was a turning point in my career. I was in the process of trying to get a publishing deal for my first book, Add More Ing to Your Life, A Hip Guide to Happiness. At this time, the recession had us in a headlock. Fear and uncertainty were at an all-time high. News anchors reported on the ever-growing unemployment rates, and nearly every industry was negatively affected. I remember sitting in my mother's kitchen telling my stepfather about my book concept. He tried his best to be as supportive as possible, but his fear of the recession was very strong. He responded, "This is a great concept, Gab, but don't forget that right now is a terrible time for the economy. It will be hard to sell a book." My response was confident and almost involuntary. Words flooded out of my mouth. "Thank you for sharing," I said, "but I don't think that way because I believe in miracles." I felt empowered by these words and filled with faith regardless of the outside world's resistance. In that moment, I witnessed my commitment to letting go of fear and recalibrated my faith in miracles. 3 months later, I sold the book. For the past 7 years, I've been working hard to keep my mind clear of fear and maintain my miracle mindset. As a result of my dedication to miracles, I've become a raconteur for love, inspiring audiences worldwide through my global speaking circuit, books, and social media. Today, I live a miraculous life and am on a mission to help everyone do the same. My dedication to miracles got me to this groovy state, but I'll be straight up with you. Choosing loving thoughts over fearful delusions was a tough transition at first. It seems easy. Who doesn't want to trade in fear for love? But giving up fear is like giving up sugar. They're both sneaky ingredients that hide out in almost everything. And just when you think you've got that craving under control, suddenly it rears its not-so-pretty head again. Therefore, releasing fearful patterns isn't for dabblers. It requires diligence and commitment. It requires you to become a full-on miracle worker. One of the key components to my glass-half-full lifestyle is my dedication to A Course in Miracles, which teaches, an untrained mind can accomplish nothing. Over the span of nearly 40 years, the course, a self-study metaphysical guide published by the Foundation for Inner Peace, has changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. It can be approached in whatever capacity works best for the individual, and in my experience, studying the course resulted in a full-blown mind cleanse, not to mention a super rockin' life. As a student of A Course in Miracles, I've learned that to find real happiness, we must be willing to look at our fears straight on. Throughout my practice, I was guided to examine all my fears and investigate their root cause. For instance, upon looking at my fearful patterns with food, such as binging and obsessing over the next meal, I could understand that my compulsive overeating was a reaction to my childhood anxiety I'd picked up at the dinner table. My mother was an overeater who turned to food to anesthetize her anxiety and her own deep-rooted fears. Her compulsive overeating affected me when she ate off my plate at dinner time. This seemingly minor experience created a lot of anxiety for me when it came to eating. Unconsciously, I took on my own fear around food. The fearful thought, "there's never enough," became an internal dialogue that plagued me at every meal. I'd overeat and speed through meals. I never tasted my food. I never even enjoyed it. I lived in this torturous cycle for years until I became willing to look at the fear underneath my behavior. Once I looked at my fear, I understood that it was based on the false belief that there was never enough. I spent decades in fear of not having enough to eat. I'd chosen to carry this limiting belief into my present and replay it in my day-to-day life. And that's the thing about limiting beliefs. They're just smoke and mirrors, a bit of mental sleight of hand that leads us in the wrong direction in life. Through my willingness, dedication to miracles, and infinite patience, I was guided to all the resources I needed for healing. In time, my food addiction lifted. Upon realizing that overeating wouldn't ever make me feel safe and complete, I recognized that nothing outside myself could fill me up. I learned that real happiness doesn't come from getting, but from giving. I accepted that true serenity and happiness come from a connection to love. Deep down, we all inherently want to love and be loved. When we fulfill our function, which is to truly love ourselves and share love with others, then true happiness sets in.